I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's head to the Santa Monica Farmers Market, where Jillian Ferguson has a special guest on this week's Market Report.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. I could not be more excited to be here at the Santa Monica Farmers Market today with Michael McCarty. Michael is the Michael behind Michael's Restaurant in Santa Monica, which celebrates 45 years this week. Hello, sir.
Hello. Great to be here.
Well, congratulations on 45 years. From where we're standing right now, we can practically see your restaurant. I think a golfer could hit a golf ball and actually land there.
A chip shot, you'd be right in. Hole in one.
Exactly. So you opened in 1979. You were 25 years old. The farmer's market wasn't even here yet. Kind of set the scene for us.
Well, you know, in those days, similar to everywhere in the United States, each major city had 6 or 8 restaurants. You know, now, of course, every major city has 30 in every neighborhood, which is great. I came here because my parents had moved to California, and I got here December of 75, and the weather was stunning, and I just said, you know, after the first half of the 70s in Paris, I said, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. And just started the thinking behind a restaurant. I'd already had a little place on Ile Saint-Louis, which was sort of this totally illegal bootlegged pop-up is what they would call it today. But it got me going, and Ile Saint-Louis in those days was still a little village. You had 3 fish guys, you had 3 meat guys, you had 3 poultry guys, 3 pork guys, the cheese, the this and the that. And they would all leave me what I needed after I got out of school, came back at night. They'd all be sitting on my doorstep, and whatever was there is what I cooked that night. And so that thinking was always very much part of the ethos of everything that I do. And when we got here, I looked around to see what was being grown here. And I looked for a place. And believe me, I could give you a whole list of the places I went to. And some are pretty gnarly. But I ended up with this one last. And this was a wasteland. The 3rd Street Promenade had tumbleweeds going down it. But we had a Woolworths. You could get a smash burger before smash burgers and a malted chocolate milkshake. And I just loved the fact that it was 10 miles from my house. Yeah.
But when you opened in 1979, this, where we're standing, the farmer's market didn't exist. No, it didn't open until 1981. So
a couple of years later. But I had, through Jean, Bertrand de l'Hermitage, I got to know all the purveyors, Dennis Weiss, Northern Produce. He introduced me to Oxnard, Plain, the Ventura. He did the Inland Empire. And so through him, I learned what was growing here and what wasn't growing here. Remember something, in those days, basically, if you wanted fresh herbs, you didn't get them. You went to the supermarket and they were in the spice rack. The same thing with fish. You ordered fish wholesale, it was basically frozen. One of the things that we did is we decided to build ourselves a duck farm because we didn't have any good duck. We built a farm in Acton with a Muscovy male and a Pekin female. We created the hybrid called the Mullard, and which you use for confit and the magret. And make foie gras. We made some of the first foie gras in America there. But anyway, so it was just sort of learning where I'm swimming. And then we just began. I mean, I've bought from these people for 42 years.
Yeah. You know, I went back and read the Ruth Reichel New West magazine piece from 1979, I believe, when you opened. And the menu reads more French, but it doesn't seem out of place with what you would cook today.
No, exactly not. In other words, remember, I was schooled in France. So we started out with what we knew. And then the more we got involved and we more felt this and lived in the sun, the more we developed the recipes. And I remember the day we took French off the menu. We always had French with English translations, but then there was a day, I think it was like a year later or less, where we said, that we're going with English only and we're going to name the farmers. And people start to make fun of us. It was like San Fernando Valley Greens with Gus Lardones. We'd associate all the growers with whatever was in each dish. People kept saying, San Fernando Valley Greens? I said, yeah, there's a guy out there growing this stuff. I think he's still there. You know, it just over 45 years, it's just morphed. I mean, how many farmers markets have we got in LA now?
So this idea of farm-to-table food,
right?
Did it feel revolutionary in the moment, or is it only with hindsight that it feels that way?
Well, It's very interesting because I know people use the term farm to table, but as I said, when I opened, there were no farms to create the farm to table. So part of our job was that. And it seemed like a natural evolution where your mind is like a puzzle and it all goes around and it comes together and goes click. And then you move on to the next issue, whether it's the jazz music or the Ralph Lauren clothes or the garden or the dinners or the wine dinners. I mean, wine was another thing that was exploding in those days. We were called California Cuisine, which was pretty obvious because what we were really doing was regional American food. We just happened to be doing it first here. Alice and Jeremiah Tower and Mark Miller in Northern California were doing the same thing, basically. They were transitioning from French food to their definition of what new American food was, incorporating all these local farmers around them. They were as blessed with areas up there as we are down here. I guess so the answer is, I think everyone thought it was revolutionary and it was exciting and there was no blood in the streets, so it was good.
It still feels exciting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The new generations of chefs coming on. I mean, that's the beauty of it. I sat there today, as I said, people watching it, and I watched generation after generation of young chefs, men, women, everybody, all sizes and shapes, coming by with their trolleys brimming with product. And that means we're winning. That means the revolution has been televised and has succeeded.
All right, Michael. Well, congratulations on 45 years. It's quite a milestone.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Michael McCarty of Michael's in Santa Monica. The restaurant celebrates 45 years this weekend. This Sunday, the restaurant welcomes back many of their alumni for a special anniversary tasting. Tickets are available on Resy, and all proceeds benefit No Kid Hungry.
No Kid Hungry.
For The Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks, as always, to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Hope Brush and Sue Margulies. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. Don't forget to RSVP for next weekend's Pie Fest and contest. The details are at kcrw.com/pie. I'll see you at UCLA on the 28th, and of course, I will meet you back here next week for another episode of Good Food.